We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Now let's move over to the defense, because this is a little bit of a different situation for me. The defense is going to be pretty good again this year. We'll dive more into this as we get closer to the season. I think the defense could be good, pretty good, not elite early in the year. And we'll dive into more reasons why as we get closer to the season, just because of some moving parts and some different things. But I think overall, this is still going to be a really good defense on the whole, because once it kind of clicks for them, whether it's game three, game four, game five, I think this defense is going to take off and finish on a really high note, which is kind of how it went in 2023. It's still, and when I talk about the struggles early, it's still going to be a really good defense, like a top 15 defense. It's just not going to be the shutdown, dominant, just, you know, you can't score on this football team type of group that they were at times last year. Maybe they will. I'm preparing myself for the fact that they're going to need a little bit of time to really get to that. You know, maybe a month or so. But the reason that I'm not confident in a step back next year is because of the experience that this defense has. You have two All-American caliber players in the secondary. You've got a six-year senior coming back at linebacker, which I mentioned earlier, in Jack Kaiser. You've got a fifth and a six-year senior starting at defensive tackle. You've got a fifth-year senior starting at the Viper position. If all else fails and nobody steps up as in the young groups, you're going to have a six-year senior starting at big end. If he gets beat out, it's because he gets beat out by a junior that played a lot of football last year. So in a lot of play, you've got a transfer in Jordan Clark, who's a six-year senior. You've got a transfer in Rod Hurd, who's a fifth-year senior. The experience and proven production on defense is significantly greater than it is on offense. And so that's why I would argue that the offense has a higher ceiling for 2024, but the defense has a much higher floor, and I'm much more certain that they're going to be a good group. And I'm pretty confident they're going to be a pretty good defense next year. Having said that, if this is going to be a truly elite defense, a carrier football team on a four-game run for a title type of defense, they're going to need a youth, their own version of a youth movement. Now, I would argue that outside of one linebacker spot, you probably need one sophomore or freshman to emerge at one of the three linebacker spots. But outside of that, there's not a need for any other young players to start.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it, 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
If Christian Gray doesn't break out, you've got Jaden Mickey at corner. If Adon Schuler or Luke Talents don't break out, you've got Rod Hurd and Xavier Watts coming back at safety. And you can kind of do this everywhere. But here's what I'll say. If the defense is going to be elite, it's going to be because the veterans keep doing what they're doing, but it's because the freshman and sophomore classes make an impact on all three levels. Somebody steps up on all three levels. And as I talked about yesterday, my breakouts, and with some of these guys, I'm not going to talk as much about them because I don't just repeat what we talked about yesterday. So these first three guys that I'm going to discuss, I'm going to just mention you know, why it's important that the youth movement happened, because they were guys that I mentioned a lot yesterday in the breakout section. And that's Christian Gray, Drake Bowen, and Jaden Allsbury. Now, with Christian Gray, as we discussed yesterday, if Christian Gray has a breakout, then you have a chance to have one of the two or three best corner rooms in the entire country, if not the best. I don't want to say it's the best because there's some good corner rooms out there. I think Ohio State has a pretty darn good cornerback room coming back next year with Denzel Burke, and Davidson's going to be a year older. You've got Jordan Hancock comes back. You've got some freshmen coming in. And Ohio State has a chance to have a very, very good cornerback room as well. There's some other groups that have a chance to have some really good cornerback rooms coming back next year. But if Christian Gray breaks out and is the player we all think he can be, then you've got Benjamin Morrison, who's arguably, you know, one of the three or four best corners in the country, with one of the best young players in the country who could maybe match what Benjamin Morrison did last year. Then you've got Jaden Mickey for depth. You've got Clarence Lewis for depth. You've got, you know, Leonard Moore for depth. You've got Chance Tucker for depth. You've got Carson Hobbs for depth. So now you've got impact starters and you've got really good depth behind it, including very experienced depth with Clarence Lewis and Jaden Mickey. So it's not that you can't still have a very good secondary next year without Christian Gray. If Christian Gray is just a normal freshman to sophomore build on what he was last year, just normal progression, you're going to have an outstanding top 5 to 8 cornerback room anyway, in my opinion, with him and Mickey at one spot, Jordan Clark and Micah Bell in the other slot. Micah Bell is another one that's part of this youth movement, and then Benjamin Morrison in the boundary. But if Christian Gray breaks out, then you have a chance to be really special. Now, here's the even less likely but just as impactful aspect of it. What if Micah Bell has a light go on this offseason and he figures it out technically and schematically and he takes to playing defense? You're talking about a kid who's the fastest football player on your team. You're talking about a kid who had one of the 5 best 200-meter dash times in the nation amongst track athletes when he was a junior with 20.89. You're talking about a kid who's ran, I think, 5 or 6 low 10.4s in the 100-meter dash. You're talking about a kid that in one day in high school in Texas won the 100-meter dash championship, state championship, the 200-dash state championship, the long jump and the triple jump, state championships all in the same day. What if the light goes on for him and Christian Gray? So there's a lot of excitement there. The difference between that position and offense is you don't need those two things to happen. If those two things happen, or one of those two things happens, it raises the bar even higher. The bar's already pretty high. But what this does, I shouldn't say the floor is really high. What this does is it raises the ceiling of what the defense can be in 2023. Then you get to linebacker. And that's really where the question is you could be a 4-2-5 team with Jack Kaiser and Jalen Snead in the middle and be okay at that position, you know, because Jack can do some good things. The problem is you're going to get into some of those bigger, better teams you play, and you've got a kid that right now is listed at 218 and a guy that's listed at 232 and Jack Kaiser that we all know is not really a 232-pound guy and doesn't play like a 232-pound guy. He's a smaller guy. You're going to have some trouble with some of those better running teams. There's two guys to me that one of them has to break. Three guys to me, one of them has to break out. If two of the three break out, you're going to be really good inside. The first two we talked about yesterday, I'm not going to dive into them a whole lot. They're true sophomores, Drake Bowen and Jaden Osbury. If one of those two guys forces his way into the lineup, now Jaden Osbury is only listed at between 220, 225. I've heard he's a little bigger than the 220 he's listed at. I've heard he's closer to 225, 228. But he plays powerful. He's powerful at that size. Drake Bowen's 235. He'll be 240 by the fall. Powerful, can run. Those two guys are true inside backers. Now, right now, Jaden Osbury is playing Rover. And I think he can play Rover at a high level, but I really think he has the most chance to have an impact inside. I talked a lot about those guys yesterday. They're spring breakout players for me. But I'm a big fan of having a wider margin for error. And there's a chance that two guys don't step up, or at least don't step up to the degree that we hope they step up. But there's a third guy in this conversation. And I'm not even talking about Preston Zinner, who could be a breakout guy. I'm talking about Kingston Viliama-Asa. Between Drake Bowen, Jaden Osbury, and Kingston, you've got a chance to have at least one young linebacker not only step into the lineup, because one of them's going to have to start, but it's like we talk about the offensive line. Just because you're starting doesn't mean you really earned it. And what I mean by that is not that you're getting special favors, but it's kind of like none of y'all played well or played championship caliber football. But of the guys who didn't play championship football, you did the best of all of them. that's not really earning it. That's a more of a by default type of starting job. One of those three guys, or hopefully two, I'm just going to be honest, hopefully two, in my opinion, of those three guys steps up and says, nope, this is mine. I've got this. Because if one of them steps up, it raises the bar even higher, the ceiling even higher. If two of those three step up, then the ceiling is now through the roof, because this is a very linebacker-dependent defensive scheme, very, very much so. The way that Al Golden likes to call a game, if you don't have linebackers that know what they're doing and have playmaking ability and playmaking production, you can be a solid defense, a good top 25 caliber defense. You're not going to be a defense that's competing for championships. In order to be a defense competing for championships, you have to get at least one of those three players, because I would argue that's your three most naturally gifted football players. Jalen Snead could be put in this conversation. I don't, because he's a third-year player that started two games as a freshman, even though he redshirted. You know, he could be that kind of guy as well. He's a very talented athlete, but Jalen hasn't showed the same natural football talent yet. Now, if Jalen has a breakout and one of these two guys has a breakout, then the linebacking core is going to be outstanding. But there's a lot of scenarios there, but you're going to need at least one of those three guys to really step up and say, hey, this is mine. If two of them step up, then you're going to be really explosive and dynamic at the linebacker position. And so you're needed. So we just talked about the two most important, two very, very important positions in the defense that alter how you can call a game based on how they play. When you talk about the corners and you talk about linebackers, but they're not alone. The safety position is also here, but the safety position is a little bit different. Now, for the spring, the safety position is very important, and you need some guys to step in and perform well during the spring. But they don't need to start. If a Don Shuler and Luke Talich or Ben Minnick or Kennedy Urlacher, who are the four young players at safety, if they're just good, solid players, then guess what? They're going to be rotation guys, and you're going to be fine, because that's really all you had coming off the bench last year. And then Rod Heard steps into the starting lineup. But if one of those guys can really have a breakout season, and either, even if he doesn't start, but force his way and say, hey, look, you got to play me because I can make plays, they need that from a rotation standpoint. But if a guy really takes a big step and forces himself and starts, then you're even better. But you don't need that. That's where this position's a little bit different. Now, the good news is there's some good players there. I'm very high on the Don Shuler. You guys know that. You know, he's a kid that's just a downhill missile. He runs better than I thought he was going to run. I graded him as a four-star player coming out. But when I watched him move around last year in pregame, in some of the games he got in and a couple of the practices we saw, I was surprised how well Adon moved. And we saw it again in the first practice of the spring. He runs better than I thought he was going to run. He was a quality athlete, but he's a little bit more explosive than I thought he was going to be. But he's a thumper, and he's a kid that makes a lot of plays in a run game. I think Adon's a guy that I kind of have my eye on as, like, if I had to bet now, he'd be the safety that I'd bet on taking that step. Now, there's another player to me that is really key to this. It may not be fair to Adon that I just expect him to go out this spring and perform well, but I do. And he's important to this whole discussion, this whole youth movement discussion. Adon's got to be that guy. If he doesn't step up, it throws things off. But I kind of expect him to. But there needs to be one more guy. Is that going to be Ben Minnick? We'll see. But the guy that I'm really curious to see perform this spring is Luke Talich. Because, you know, Ben Minnick could be that guy, but I'm concerned about his ability to stay healthy over the course of an entire season. You know, Bronte Johnson already has a shoulder injury. Maybe he comes in as a freshman and makes an impact. He could potentially do that. He's a very talented top 100 guy. But, you know, I need to see Bronte with pads on first before I really get too excited about his ability to help right now. I think he's got star potential down the road, but he might need a year to kind of get used to playing defense. He was just kind of an athlete that did his thing in high school. So there might be a little steeper learning curve for him. He's a top 100 talent, but he's got that ability. I really have my eye on Luke Talich this year. And as you guys know, Luke Talich is a walk-on, former walk-on. He's now a former walk-on, I should say, because he's now on scholarship, as Marcus Freeman made clear. But we've talked about this. We knew that he was eventually going to be on scholarship. That's not a surprise to anybody. That was always part of the plan. And so you're talking about a kid that's listed at 6'4", 210 pounds. That's a former walk-on. But as we've talked about in the past, this is a kid that had scholarship offers from Washington State, Oregon State, and Utah. Utah and Oregon State have two pretty darn good defenses the last few years. Those three schools, and also Colorado State, who's another in Wyoming, who are also FBS schools. He had five FBS offers, including three Pac-12 offers last year. This is a Power 5 football player. Now, is he a solid safety who's going to be a great special teams player? Maybe. Is he just a rotation guy that's a great special teams player? That could just be all he is. And when you look at Luke Talich, because it's such a jump from where he was to where he is now. I mean, the kid's already earned a starting job on special teams. He had, I think, over 160, something like that. He had over 100, about 100, little under 100, actually, special team snaps last year, because he was a starter on the kick coverage team. And he spent some time a little bit on punt coverage as well. But he was a starter on the kick coverage team as a freshman. Missed the last three games of the year with an injury. He's back now, though. He's a kid that I have my eye on. He's 6'4", he's 210, he can run. I was really impressed with his closing speed at the practice we saw. We know he's got vertical speed. He can kind of play center field. He can come downhill. Can he handle the coverage ability? Is he strong enough at the point of attack to be a great tackler or a strong tackler? Those are all questions we all know. What are his instincts in coverage? I don't know the answer to that. There's a lot of things I have to learn about Luke, but here's what I know. He was an elite high school football player at his level, dominated his level. He's a long, rangy, athletic kid with talent. I need to see how he performs against players that are of equal ability or superior ability before I get too excited about what Luke can do. But it's hard sometimes not to, because when you watch the kid run at 6'4", 210, it's hard not to be like, dude, I hope that kid can figure it out, because you can't teach 6'4", 210 with that kind of downhill speed. So Luke Talich is another guy that you look at and say, this is another long, rangy, athletic kid that's got a chance to be something, right? And we've seen already Jordan Faison break out. Can Luke Talich be the former walk-on that breaks out for Notre Dame this year on defense? We'll find out. But he's going to have to stay healthy. That's going to be a big thing. Him and Ben Minnick both are guys that I'm concerned about their ability to stay healthy, because they haven't so far at Notre Dame. But definitely keep your eye on Luke Talich. If Adon and Luke both have really good springs, then my opinion of the safety position completely changes going into the fall, because you already have an All-American. I think at the very least, Rod Hurd's going to be solid, right? I mean, you know, just solid player. And then if you get these two kids to step up, you've got a really good four-man rotation that I would argue is probably going to be better than the three-man rotation you had last year, if we're being honest. So, but you need those two young guys to step up. Maybe Bronte steps up in the fall, but those two are there for now. And then you're in a situation too where there's another young player that I think could potentially have as big of an impact as any of the guys we've talked about on defense. Maybe not as a full-time player, but as a situational player. And that's Boubacar Traore. I have no idea what to expect from him. And his sack against USC last year was a really impressive thing, but there's a reason he didn't play a whole lot other than that. You saw it in the bowl game. Really twitchy, athletic, long, for days long. But he's still learning how to play football. And you don't know when that light's going to go on for him. He could end up being a lightly used rotation player next year. He could end up being a pass game specialist that is really impactful in rushing downs, or he can end up becoming a key part of the rotation, if not a starter. He's got the ability to be that. He's got the ability to go from a freshman that didn't play much to a sophomore that racks up 8 to 9 sacks. He has that kind of athletic talent, length, strength, twitchiness, but he's still super raw. And that's why he's a bit of a wild card. And the thing is, they don't need him to really step up this year, but if he does, it's a boost. Because, I mean, look, the top three Vipers from last year are still all on the team. They didn't lose any of those guys. And you were a pretty darn good defense with their production. If they just improve a little bit, you're solid at the Viper position. You're not great, but you're really good everywhere else. So those are guys to me when I talk about a youth movement. And you could throw in guys like Josh Burnham and Donovan Heinisch and Jalen Snead, as I mentioned before. But those guys are redshirt sophomores that have played football. I mean, have been on the team for now going into their third year. They're a little bit different. The youth here on defense is going to be the key. There's a lot of potential. There's a lot of talent. How many of these guys step up? We're going to find that out. And how those guys step up is going to tell us if this is a really good defense or can this be an elite defense. And that's what we're going to find out. We're going to find that out here this spring. So, and we'll start to find some of that out this spring. We'll find out even more in the fall. So, but when you put them the two together, you guys see Notre Dame can't be the team that we're hoping that they're going to be this year without a youth movement. There's a lot of options. There's a lot of really talented young players. And if you want to know why Notre Dame's probably not going to have big portal classes the next couple of years, it's because of this. Because there's so many talented young players. And so, but what we don't know is how many of them are ready for prime time. How many of them are ready to be starters? How many of them are ready to be standouts? How many of them are going to be able to step in when the lights are the brightest and perform at a high level? I don't know that we don't know the answer to that in any of them. None of them have proven to be that kind of playmaker in that kind of moment. I'd say the closest we've seen to that is probably Greathouse, because he stepped up and performed really well early against Ohio State. You could tell the moment was not too big for him. You know, Faison to a degree has done that. You know, the road game against Louisville, he stepped up. That was a big moment. The bowl game against Oregon State, that's a little different than Ohio State. You know, Florida State, Georgia, Bama. But you feel a little bit about that there. Defensively, all those guys are unknowns. I mean, you say, hey, man, Christian Gray stepped up and was huge against Pitt. Pitt stunk. I mean, it was great for Christian, and we learned a lot about him. But does that mean he's ready to go out there and, you know, due to the next Marvin Harrison, what Benjamin Morrison and Cam Hart did to Marvin Harrison this year, did to Josh Downs the year before, you know, did to, you know, all the top receivers they've played the last couple of years? I don't know the answer to that. And so we have a lot to learn about this group. I'm excited about the talent. I'm excited about the potential. I think there's a chance for them to be really impactful. But now they got to go out and prove it. And that's why I say the youth movement happening at Notre Dame is very, very important. If it doesn't happen, this team can be good next year. 10-2 is a good season. It's not a great season. If they're going to be a great team, they need the veterans to do what we expect them to do, but they're going to need a youth movement on both sides of the ball, and that's going to be very, very key for this team. I'm going to talk about some veterans next, but before we get into the veteran conversation and before we start talking about the college football playoff and what's the latest there, I want you guys to do me a favor. Hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, share this podcast, give us a 5-star review. We'd greatly appreciate that. And of course, if you have not done so, sign up for the message boards at boards.irishbreakdown.com. Great monthly fee. Have annual memberships. You have booster clubs. If you just want to support Irish Breakdown, all that good stuff. And if you join a booster club, you get some free merch. You get a free IB club mug that only goes to the club members. If you're in the blue or the shamrock club, and if you join the gold club, you not only get a IB club mug, you also get a free IB gold club t-shirt. You can have that as well. So you check that out. And it's only for members who sign up at boards.irishbreakdown.com.